KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats are giving the White House until Monday to comply with a request for documents and interviews related to how the White House handles security clearances. A day after the New York Times reported that President Trump ordered a top-level clearance for his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings told CNN lawmakers need to take a close look.
The fact that Jared could not get a clearance and the president had to step in and overrule the intelligence community really should concern all of us.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway tells MSNBC at CPAC Friday she hasn't seen any memo about Trump ordering Kushner receive a top security clearance after concerns were voiced by intelligence officials and the White House top lawyer, according to the Times story. A small plane crashed into a condo building in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Friday, killing the pilot who was the only one on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the Democrats' Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal would literally destroy the economy. Literally. It would knock out energy, transportation, airlines, jobs, businesses. We'd probably lose 10 to 15% of our GDP. It's remarkable. But that's what our opponents and critics are saying.
President Trump addressed the CPAC on Saturday. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee entered the 2020 presidential race Friday, launching a campaign with a focused message that he's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority.
We are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation that can do something about it.
Inslee also vowed to take no money from fossil fuel companies and said he wouldn't spend a nickel of taxpayer dollars on subsidies for the meter, saying that gravy train is over. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Football League is thinking about adding an official to help out with the field referees. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The league's agreed to study the concept of adding a so-called sky judge at the request of coaches who want to try to eliminate obvious officiating errors like a missed pass interference penalty in the NFC Championship game that helped the Rams beat the Saints.
But that should have been a penalty. And John Payton is justifiably upset.
The sky judge, which is already used in the Canadian Football League, would be an additional official placed in the press box tasked with assisting officials on the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Actress Katherine Helmand, an Emmy-nominated and Golden Globe-winning actress who played very different matriarchs on the ABC sitcoms Who's the Boss and Soap, has died at the age of 89. Helmand died of complications from Alzheimer's disease last Saturday at her home in Los Angeles. 83-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is recovering from a minor stroke. His publicist says Lewis, best known for hits like Whole Lot of Shakin' and Great Balls of Fire, is expected to make a full recovery. He suffered the stroke Thursday night in Miami. He's scheduled to appear at the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April, and he also plans to record a gospel album soon. His publicist says Lewis plans to go ahead with both projects. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.